Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A trailer fire in Nikiski last week claimed the life of a Peninsula woman. According to the Alaska State Trooper report on the fire investigation, just after 6 p.m. on Wednesday, October 2nd, state troopers were notified that the Nikiski Fire Department had responded to a reported structure fire on Arctic Circle in Nikiski. When first responders arrived at the scene of the incident, they discovered a travel trailer and motorhome on fire. While extinguishing efforts were underway, firefighters found the body of 32-year-old Imadee Sue Miller, who had perished as a result of the fire. Miller's body was sent to the state medical examiner's office for autopsy and positive identification. According to Miller's obituary posted online, she had been a resident of Alaska since 2007 and attended Soldotna Middle School and Soldotna High School. Miller was a mother of three children. Per the incident report, she appears to have been in the trailer alone at the time of the fire. The cause of the fire and death investigation is ongoing by the Alaska State Fire Marshals and Alaska State Troopers. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game announced Friday afternoon that Bering Sea fishermen will be allowed to harvest a total of about 4.7 million pounds of apalio, also known as snow crab, for the first time in 2 years. According to Fish and Game, estimates of total mature male biomass are above the threshold required to open the fishery. The announcement comes as a surprise to many fishermen after roughly 10 billion snow crabs disappeared from the Bering Sea over a span of 4 years, and Fish and Game closed the fishery in 2022. Recently, scientists have learned that the disappearance was likely due to ecological shifts, and there's been little hope within the industry that stocks would recover anytime soon. Still, the National Marine Fisheries Service and Fish and Game have analyzed the results from this year's bottom trawl survey and agree that the volume of male crabs is at a safe limit for fishing. Fish and Game's decision to open the fishery is based on the recommendation of the North Pacific Fishery Management Council, which met Friday morning to determine sustainable harvest limits for Alaska's Big Three crab stocks. Fish and Game has set the total allowable catch, or TAC, for snow crab at 4.72 million pounds, including individual fishermen's quota and community development quota. The last time the fishery was open, harvesters were allotted 5.6 million pounds, although the year before they had a harvest of 40.5 million pounds. The department also opened the Bristol Bay Red King crab fishery, which closed for 2 years in 2021 and reopened last year. Fishermen will have 2.3 million pounds to catch this year, just above last year's humble but welcome harvest. Both the Red King crab fishery and snow crab fishery open on October 15th. A recent Federal Aviation Administration grant will provide the Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport with a better and more secure source of power in the future. According to a press release from the airport, it will have a more sustainable power source after the FAA confirmed the successful grant for the development of a cogeneration power facility in the airport's north terminal. The funding is part of an FAA supplementary discretionary grant program, which is designed to support innovative projects that improve airport infrastructure and sustainability. We are proud to be among the recipients of this critical funding, which will enable us to implement advanced energy solutions, said Angie Spear, acting director of the Ted Stevens International Airport. The new facility will feature a natural gas-fueled micro-turbine combined heat and power system, boasting an impressive 90% energy conversion efficiency. This innovative system will generate both electrical and thermal energy, efficiently capturing waste heat for the North Terminal's heating needs. Operating in parallel with the utility grid, it will ensure uninterrupted power during outages, reducing reliance on existing boiler systems. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.